Alright, I'm here with Mike Kirby. He just finished second at 152 pounds in Greco-Roman. National runner-up, highest finisher Michigan had out of the cadets. So, Mike, you know, coming into this tournament, did you expect to do this good, or did you kind of surprise yourself a little bit?
I kind of surprised myself. I've been, like, planning on placing high. That had always been my goal to be in the finals. I'd always wanted to do that, and I don't know, just throughout my training, I'd always just pictured me being in the finals and what that'd be like, and that was always just my goal and everything, all my training that I did leading up to this.
Yeah, the atmosphere in the finals was pretty electric. The fog and the lights and all that stuff. You know, what was that feeling like getting, you know, running out onto the platform there for the finals?
It was cool. It was just way different from anything I'd ever done. It was like a WWE version of the wrestling. It was cool though. It just gets you pumped up. Didn't really make me feel any different, which was cool. But it was just cool to be in that type of atmosphere. Everybody going nuts and everybody painted my name on their chest, especially the heavyweights. That was cool.
That's cool. All right. So going into freestyle now is your mindset changed at all? You just try to keep going like you've been going. Just keep it going.
Yeah, because I'm just going to keep going like I've been going, because I'm not, like, the slickest wrestler about anybody, but, I don't know, I just like to beat the crap out of people. I don't know, can't wrestle if they don't have their head or anything, so it's like the front headlock and go from there.
Yeah, so it's a good mindset. Okay, have you wrestled a lot of Greco in your, career? Is it kind of a new thing for you that you've trained, or... You know, you look like you like it. Your style matches good with it. But is it you prefer it over freestyle?
I don't want to prefer it over freestyle because college is folk style.
Yeah.
But I do prefer Greco because I just like the upper body attack. I just like that physical. You're just in there pummeling with them. And I think I have kind of liked Greco all my life. My dad was big into Greco, and now my cousin Jake is ranked second in the U.S. in Greco, and so I was training with him this summer, too, a little bit. And so, I don't know, it's kind of a family thing. Greco's big, so I like Greco.
So you think you're going to be a force to reckon with here for the next 2 years in the Greco division?
Yeah, I think the next couple of years I'll be a definite force. Next year I'm going to be moving up to junior, but I get 3 years of junior. So I'm just going to have to really try my butt off. Next year I'll be a little disadvantaged by the age, but it won't let that affect me.
Yep, definitely. All right, man. Well, one other thing. So, how'd you finish your season up this year in high school? You made it to states, and you were a round away from placing, right?
Yeah, I lost my first match to Cody Rozelle from Corona, either 3-0 or 3-1. I can't remember. It was a close one. Then I came back, won my second match in overtime against a guy from Wyoming Park, and then my third match, I lost against a guy from Chippewa Hills. And so, one match away from placing, but I tied the school record at our school for most wins by a freshman with 46. So
going out of this after this tournament now, we don't know how well you're going to do freestyle yet, but just with this Greco performance alone, you think going into next year you're going to have a lot more confidence and stuff to build off of going into next high school season?
Yeah, definitely. I have a lot more confidence knowing that there's not going to be. I'm just going to go in there with the mindset that nobody can hang with me, because I mean, there's only one guy here.
Yeah.
Ranks above me in the nation, so if that's how it is back in the state of Michigan, that's one of the games. So I'm just gonna go in there like, I'll still be young, so I have to act like I'm the big man now. Not let it get to my head, but just wrestle that mentality and just have to beat up people. So
definitely. All right. Well, good luck in freestyle, and for all those people in Michigan who don't know who Mike Kirby is, maybe they will now.